Emerging Enterprise Awards 2020 on Money FM 89.3 is brought to you by OCBC and the Business Times.
Well, this is Money FM 89.3, and I'm Bernard Lim. Well, amid the unique backdrop of the COVID-19 pandemic, this year's Emerging Enterprise Awards 2020 will look to recognize small and medium-sized enterprises that demonstrate innovation, resilience, and sustainability, despite the challenging circumstances. Well, in its 13th year, the awards are jointly organized by the Business Times and OCBC, are held every year to celebrate and recognize emerging businesses with an enterprising mindset. And COVID-19 is putting each business resiliency and innovative thinking to the test. And today we speak to Lynn Yap, the General Manager at Fruits Vending. Well, Lynn, welcome to the show. Fruits Vending is a relatively young company. You guys were launched in 2016. Can you tell us a bit more about the inspiration and the catalyst behind the brand?
Well, Fruits Vending was founded by our CEO, Mr. Bruce Chang. His initial plan was setting up a network of fruit juice kiosks across the island to provide grab-and-go options to consumers seeking both convenience and nutrition. However, his idea didn't go as planned because the cost of rental was a huge turnoff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he started looking for alternative, and then vending machine came into his mind.
Mm-hmm.
But at that point of time, finding a right machine fitting our business was a big challenge. The conventional machines on the market are dated and lack of flexibility. Therefore, he came to the decision of building his own machine. Mr. Chang recruited a team of 4 hardware and software engineers, focusing on the development and designing the machine in the way he wanted to be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then, after 6 months of hard work, our first smart machine deployed on the market in June 2016, trade under the brand iJuice. This is where our journey begins.
And tell us, Lynn, I mean, obviously, there are many other vending machine providers apart from Fruits Vending. How does Fruits Vending stand out from the other vending machine providers?
Majority of vending operators, actually, they are running a business, retailing canned drinks or snack.
Mm-hmm.
Where else our concept is very different from them. We are selling something fresh. Then it is a new concept in Singapore at that point of time. And it actually provides convenience options to consumer. And we are selling $2 a cup, which is really value for money.
I can understand.
Yeah.
Okay. Fruits Vending prides itself as a technology company. I mean, you're not a beverage company. So how has the adoption of technology developed your business model?
Actually, we're leveraging on technology to monitor the machine and scale our operation in Singapore and over 20 countries. So without technology, we cannot make this happen, you see, because we have a team of 60 employees in HQ, which means Singapore. Then we have to take care of 500 machines in Singapore and over 1,000 machines in 20 countries. So technology actually assists in this portion. Each machine provides real-time data on stock levels, customer behavior, and machine conditions. As a result, Fruits Vending is better at managing inventory, forecasting demand, and performing machine maintenance. Our smart machine control temperature as well.
Mm-hmm.
Keep a history of past transactions, provide remote access capability.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, tell us about the whole COVID-19 pandemic. I mean, obviously, many businesses were all affected by the COVID-19. So how did COVID-19 kind of impact Fruits Vending as a company?
COVID-19 pandemic has actually affected our expansion project in overseas that we started halfway through. So we actually stopped all the plan. Then, as for Singapore, our sales has declined by about 30% compared with the same period last year.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And how did you manage supply chain disruptions? Obviously, COVID-19 affected a lot of different companies and all of disruptions. So how did you manage supply chain disruptions and the overall reduction of consumer traffic, especially during a CB circuit breaker time and obviously lockdowns?
During the lockdowns, we faced massive disruptions to both supply side and demand side during the both side. For supply side, we badly impacted by the raising prices in food costs, and the shipment of delivery was uncertain.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. As for demand side, we faced significant drop in sales due to the reduction of food traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, we have to turn off more than 50% of our machine across the island to reduce the wastage of food.
Mm.
And we take in online orders and tapping on existing manpower to do doorstep delivery for juice and oranges.
Oh, you actually turn off the machines.
Correct.
I see. Yeah. Okay, we're speaking to Lynn Yap. She's a general manager of Fruits Vending. Now, tell us, Lynn, how did you pivot and adapt as a result of obviously the new normal right now?
At this point, when and how business will get back to pre-pandemic levels is still unknown. Instead of waiting for a better situation, we actually launched our online store to provide an alternative options to our customers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we are doing online and offline right now.
Right. So that means customers can order from you online.
Correct.
I see. So anyways, congratulations, Lynn, on being nominated for this year's OCBC Emerging Enterprise Awards 2020. Now, obviously, you must have, you or your bosses must have gone through many rounds of interviews with the OCBC people.
Yes.
What was the process like for you guys going through this entire process?
We are so honored to be nominated for the awards. This is a good channel for learning and sharing among all the business owners. And we appreciated the opportunity given by OCBC. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And let's say on the very night of the finals, Fruits Vending is the winner. So what do you think winning the award will mean to the company as in Fruits Vending?
It is a recognition that we are on the right path and adding confidence in our business model and future development.
And in a very short span of 3 years' time, I mean, Fruits Vending has expanded, as you mentioned, to almost 27 countries around. So what are the next steps for the company, future plans, forward plans, etc., etc.?
We will continue to develop our machine capabilities and get ourselves ready for global expansion. Mm. So we will, our aim is to be the largest, smart machine provider and operator. Not limited to Singapore, but over, globally. Yeah.
Wonderful. Big plans.
Yeah.
So anyways, we wish you all the very best, Lynn, you and your company, Fruits Vending, for the OCBC Emerging Enterprise Awards. Thank you very much for your time for joining us here today. We're speaking to Lynn Yap, the General Manager at Fruits Vending, one of our nominees for the Emerging Enterprise Awards 2020 this year. And I'm Bernard Lim, and this is Money FM 89.3.
Emerging Enterprise Awards 2020 on Money FM 89.3 is brought to you by OCBC and the Business Times, recognizing business innovation, resilience, and excellence.